people. This is my liberal progressive point of view. Independent voters are not very well liked by the Democrat and Republican parties in this country. How anti-Trump voters were treated at the RNC convention and how Sanders voters were treated at the DNC convention. The DNC and RNC openly abused these people, allowed signs to be ripped from their hands, and treated, you know, anti-Trump and Sanders voters like crap. And both the Democrat and Republican parties have been doing this to independent voters for years.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. All I'm offering is the truth.
This is Mike, Power to the People. I'll fix my headphones. Before I start tonight, want to do a what had it been doing internet radio for so long? I forgot the term. Shout out for Grobeck, the Scream Cafe with Grobeck, political talk with an edge. Tell it like it is radio. You can hear Grobeck Saturday at 6 p.m. Central, Sunday at noon Central, and Monday at 6 p.m. Central. It's a Scream Cafe with Grobeck, and the website is tellitlikeitisradio.net/thescreamcafegrobeck.html, and you can listen to his podcast there from tellitlikeitisradio.net/thescreamcafegrobeck.html. On to, as I posted on my Facebook page, how I feel independent is an example. I posted a comment on Facebook. My Facebook is mike@inyourfaceradio.net. And someone posted, not going to give the name as a matter of respect, just read the post itself. It says, I welcome folks who have sent me friend requests. There's something that prompted me to block folks from my feed. Posting or reposting tasteless or borderline porn images, racist or sexually demeaning, degrading posts. Say, for example, I am aware that some people publish lies and call Secretary of State Senator Clinton horrible things. Some have good intentions when they forward these things. Do not care to give that crap power by broadcasting the people on the feed. Anyway, I said, why should I vote for a person who I have no respect or trust for? Clinton has not presented any solutions to reduce the national debt and deficit, stop the wars. She appointed someone to her campaign who is pro-TPP, and this, and the Clinton campaign, along with the DNC, screwed over millions of voters. Sanders voters in this country, sorry, but I lost respect for the DNC when they betrayed voters, how they ran the primaries, caucuses, and convention itself. And someone responded, and this is how. Certain Hillary Clinton supporters are reacting. Before I read the reaction and what my reaction is back and forth on Facebook, they are belittling, harassing, bullying, and attacking people online because they don't support Clinton. And it's only Clinton supporters doing this. I'm not saying all. There are certain Clinton supporters out there online who are attacking people, belittling people, harassing people, and bullying people online by using the card. Oh, if you're not voting Democrat, you're voting Republican. If you're not voting Clinton, you're voting Trump. And I don't see other Clinton supporters on Facebook pointing these people out. It's just like Debbie Wasserman Schultz ignoring the election fraud in Massachusetts and Florida and Mississippi and California. And you got Clinton supporters on Facebook not calling out these people for attacking, belittling, harassing, and bullying people because they don't back the Democrat Party or Hillary Clinton. Now, this person says, wow, I'm sure you've really changed the mind with that rant. Your bitterness is well hidden. The convention was wonderful. I am sorry you were so blinded by your own sour grapes that you didn't notice. It was full of many positive and inspirational messages. You know who had an election really stolen? Al Gore. And not even his supporters ever came across as bratty and bitter as the Bernie bots. Bernie didn't win. He wasn't all that close. People have been ready for Hillary for 8 years. The DNC did not stop the voters from checking Bernie's name. It just turns out that more voters are with Hillary. Toss your vote away. Comrade Trump is counting on it. I responded, take a look at how people feel about Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC. I don't like Clinton, nor do I have to. Something you partisan shills don't seem to comprehend that there are more than just two parties in every election. If you are this confident Clinton will win in November, then you don't need independent voters' votes. Stop throwing tantrums that people don't like Clinton. It is Facebook, not MSNBC or CNN. You are not going to guilt trip me to choosing chivalry. So, you know, try that shit on another fool. Not my fault you chose a shiny candy just like Trump. She responds, well, cursing shows your level of discourse, and I have no intention to try to guilt you. In addition, I really don't care for whom you vote for, vote, or if you vote. In reality, you seem like, and see, folks, this is the attack I am receiving by certain Clinton supporters online. It ain't Trump supporters doing this to me. This is Hillary Clinton supporters doing this. They are guilt-tripping people to want to push people into a corner to guilt-trip them or force them to choose Hillary Clinton. Many people in this country don't like Clinton, but you can't tell that to the hardline Democrats. Many people do not like the Clinton family. Many people do not like Bill. Many people do not like Hillary, but you can't prove that to the people belittling and bullying and attacking and harassing people online all because they don't like Clinton. And it's like, this is how they treat independent voters. They're pushing people away from Clinton without realizing it or don't care. They're not really for Clinton. They're not. The way they act online is that they're for Trump. They're not acting like they're for Clinton. Because if they really cared and really worried about Clinton getting in the White House, you know, come January 20th, 2017, they wouldn't spend their time belittling and attacking and harassing and bullying people online because they don't back Clinton. This country has more than just two political parties to choose from. Anyway, this was the response. Well, cursing shows your level of discourse, and I have no intention to try to guilt you. In addition, I really don't care for whom you vote or if you vote. In reality, you seem like a low-information voter who shares Trump's vast conspiracy library. I am not the one on here acting like a toddler throwing a fit. I have no idea if Hillary will win. I'm never overconfident. I know that she is the best candidate, and she seems to be on a winning path. I appreciate hard work, education, and intelligence. Hillary is very admirable. She is a role model. I'll be proud to call her my president. I have wanted her to run for years, and I think she will be one of our greatest presidents if she wins. I understand, though, she is a smart, powerful woman. That's hard for many of the weaker sex to handle. Now, right there, accusing me of being a misogynist, sexist. I'm supporting Jill Stein for president. Jill Stein is a female. But these idiots think if you're not voting for Clinton, then you're going to go to hell. Wasn't that said by Madeleine Albright? That if any woman doesn't vote for Clinton, you're either a misogynist, sexist pig, or you're going to go to hell and back? So this woman is accusing me of being weak because I'm male. So basically claiming I'm a sexist. Believe me, do you get the reference there? I wish that all those who hate her so much and all those who hate Obama so much and who continually threaten to abandon America really would move out of the country. If she wins, and for them, I wish they could live under leadership as intelligent as W. Bush, as theocratic as Ted Cruz, and as tyrannical as Donald Trump. In other words, I really wish all you could get what you claim to want and deserve. Then I responded, I'm not going for Trump or Hillary, something you DNC shills don't seem to comprehend. You partisan shills had this idea we have to choose either Dem or Repub. You've been brainwashed by the system to think there are only two parties in this country that we can vote for. And they say, you deserve the government you blindly follow. She ends with, ha ha, okay. You Clinton bots don't seem to have the understanding or comprehension of the English language. Many independents in this country do not like Clinton. Just like we do not like Trump. But you don't seem to comprehend the English language. It seems like your skull is filled with cement. That you think we have to back her. We don't have to back her if we don't like her. There are legitimate reasons why we don't like her. It has nothing to do with being female. It has to do with her policies of pro-war and calling for bombing Iran and calling for regime change in Syria. It has to do with her stance on Trans-Pacific Partnership. It has to do with her stance on Keystone. It has to do with her stance on fracking. But no, you Hillary supporters keep using the gender card. Oh, if you're not voting for Hillary, then you're a sexist. You're a misogynist. Really? You sound like Madeleine Albright. Using the gender card against independent voters are not going to get people to back her. Bullying and harassing and belittling people online on Facebook and Twitter for not backing Clinton is not going to get them to back Clinton. But you know who these people are going to blame if Clinton loses? Independent voters. Just like they always do. They still blame Ralph Nader's voters 16 years later. That every time the Democrat or Republican parties mess up, who do they blame? Independent voters. They don't blame themselves for choosing shitty, weak candidates. They don't blame themselves for not listening to progressives and liberals and independents in this country tell them how shitty Clinton is. Based on her policies. I don't care what gender or religious belief or ethnicity or background a presidential candidate is. What I care about is what policies they're going to pass, what policies they have supported in the past, and what policies they're going to support in the future that hurt or help our country. But you can't tell the Shillery bots that. They keep using the line, if you're not voting for Clinton, then you're voting for Trump. If you're not voting Democrat, then that must mean you're voting Republican. These are brainwashed, mutated versions of a mix between a sheeple and a parrot. They are sheeple for blindly following the Democrat National Committee, just like Republicans blindly follow the Republican National Committee. They don't question the motives of the president. They don't question the motives of Hillary Clinton. They don't question the motives of Donald Trump. But instead, attack independents. If you're not voting for Clinton, you're voting for Trump. Duh. And that's the abuse we independents are receiving online. And these people think they have a right to abuse, to belittle, to harass, and to bully people just because they're typing on a keyboard. And they think bullying us is going to make us vote for Clinton. It's not going to happen. Belittling us and harassing us online is not going to make us support Clinton. Before I take my break, I've been going over my breaks here, but I'm going to say this before I go to my break. Even if, I'm going for Jill Stein, that's a definite. I voted for Bernie Sanders in the March 1st Texas primary. But even if I was going for Clinton, even if there was a 1% chance I was going to consider Clinton, all this bullying and belittling and harassing and bullying people online would make me discourage me from ever voting for Clinton. When her supporters act like this. And her own supporters don't call out fellow Clinton supporters when they're attacking and bullying and harassing people online. These people are acting like 5-year-old kids throwing a damn temper tantrum on the supermarket floor because they didn't get that Hershey bar. I don't have to back Clinton if I don't want to. Maybe I need to repeat it a million times for you Clinton supporters to get it through your thick skulls. that I have a right as an American to vote Green Party if I want to vote Green Party. And that doesn't mean I'm voting for Trump. Take your heads out of your asses. Stop repeating the same CNN and MSNBC and Fox News and NBC and CBS and ABC teleprompter shit on Facebook. You're not encouraging people to back Clinton by you going around and bullying people and telling them, if you're not voting for Clinton, you're voting for Trump. If you're not voting for a Democrat, you're voting for a Republican. That's not going to push people to vote for Clinton. Belittling people for having a choice other than Democrat and Republican. Because you can't act like an adult. This is Mike. Power to the people. I'll be back.
Listen to the Scream Cafe with Grobeck and Monkeyhead Tuesday nights. Only here on In Your Face Radio.
Have to fix that liner.
Political talk without all the bullshit.
We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. Another day, I'm enslaved to the almighty dollar. Where's the almighty father when you need him? When the preaching all but leads us to these demons, all but leads us to the screaming, all but we perceive no reason for their motives. They stink and they're swollen. Enslaved to the almighty dollar. Where's the almighty father when you need him? When the preaching all but leads us to these demons, all but leads us to the screaming, all but we perceive no reason for their motives. They stink and they're swollen from greed in their colon. Man, I need a moment to quote it. Opponents, repulsive propulsion components, emulsifying the potion. Coasting this corrosive ocean where it doesn't get better but wetter, and get sold by the motion, sold by the notion. You become a king, a god, with rings, with things, with bling. I sing for the soul, slowly sliding while we're slipping. The abyss is where we're fixing. The hoe is the pimp, cause the pimp is the dope. It's fiat that Klingons and peons have taken control. For eons and eons they schemed on raping our soul. No, we won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. Stuck in this rut, in this muck. So we lust and we like some mutts, trying to bust a, cause the pleasure is better than weapons forever that sever the terrors. Apparently the bearer, we are inherently scared of tactics. The fact that they blasted the towers proves they're the ghastliest cowards. The power's corrupt, absolutely. Now I've had enough, they'll have to shoot me to shut me up, to defuse me, cause I'm a bomb. Iraq's another Vietnam, Al-Qaeda's Viet Cong, communism's Muslim in this propaganda puzzle. Stop standing with that muzzle on your face. Open up your mouth and get a taste. Yo, they wanna kill the human race. Only slaves will remain to polish their chains and to farm all their grains while they know more of the same. Change. We won't bow down to you. We listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system of control. So proud now, cause we listen to the flow. We won't bow down to your system. system of control.
And that song was by We Won't Bow Down by Wayne Sabant. I will, this is Mike, Power to the People. Visit progressivemike.com. My email is the same as my Facebook, mike@inyourfaceradio.com. And like the song, I will not bow down. I will not bow down to the Dem Party, which have treated Sanders people like crap. In fact, I wrote two different progressive point of views on Facebook. One, I said, my message to Shillery supporters. You chose the cackle-laughing witch. Then you deal with her. Don't take it out on me and others here on Facebook. You chose such a damn shitty candidate like Republicans did with Trump. Not my damn fault that you are not confident in Shillery. Don't take your shit out on independents because you did not listen to us who to choose for president when we have legitimate reasons not to back Shillery or Trump. A vote for Jill Stein is a vote for Jill Stein. A vote for Gary Johnson. Now this is my own. I forgot to add this on my post on Facebook. A vote for Gary Johnson is a vote for Gary Johnson. Now on to the rest of the post. We are tired of being told, harassed, bullied, belittled, who to vote for, because it does not go for Shillery. If you Shillery supporters really represent democracy and the right for people to choose other than the two-party system, then stop throwing shit at us, like if you ain't voting Democrat, you're voting Republican. If you ain't voting Clinton, you're voting Trump. Not our fault. You Dems chose a shitty candidate. Not going to get people to back Clinton when your fellow Shillery bots are belittling, attacking, bullying, harassing people online for not backing her. All that is doing is pushing votes away from Clinton, not for her. So go ahead and keep attacking people for not backing Clinton. You Clinton supporters will cost her the election, but who are you gonna blame over it? Independents like always. Shillery supporters need to call out their fellow Clinton supporters when the supporters are throwing tantrums like children because a vote doesn't go for Shillery. As I said in last past posts, if you Clinton supporters are this damn confident Clinton will win in November, then why all the harassment, attacking, bullying, and belittling online because someone does not go for Shillery? Why not respect who people choose for president and figure out that this is social media, not corporate TV media, where you can back people into a corner to guilt them or force them to choose a candidate they do not like? Then I responded, I give permission for anyone on my friends list voting for Jill Stein, or anyone voting other than the two-party system in November. You can use this message towards anyone that keeps bullying, attacking, harassing, belittling you online here on Facebook just because you don't back Shillery. Now I'm going to read the other point of view when I get to it. I post a lot of stuff on my Facebook page. But news of the wars and all that happening. But while I'm searching for it. Independents are treated... Oh. The other point of view I put in. So the question I have for Shillery supporters, why are you supporting a candidate that has openly said she isn't just for bombing Iran if she becomes president, but call for no-fly zones in Syria, cough, Iraq, cough, and has called for regime change in Syria, cough, Iraq, cough. Shillery is the female version of Dickless Wonder Cheney in a suit, calling for wars on nations that already are war-ravaged to begin with. Innocent civilians are still being bombed in Syria under President Obama's military with drone strikes that are slaughtering innocent people across the Middle East. Do you have no shame supporting a presidential candidate that has openly called for more war, or war does not matter as long as it's a Democrat doing the warring? How many more innocents have to die under U.S. military strikes before you figure out that both parties do not care how many innocent people are being slaughtered, raped, killed, maimed, left and right? Just recently, a U.S.-led airstrike has killed 10 children in Yemen. These are war crimes happening under Obama's administration, along with hospitals in Syria being shelled by both Russia and the United States. Now, on to about independence being treated like trash in this country. Look at how independent voters were treated at the RNC. Look at how look at how people were treated at the RNC convention because they didn't back Trump. They were cursed at, attacked, belittled, bullied, and even a woman was coming out of the bathroom at the RNC convention, and two women asked her, who do you support? And she didn't list Trump as one of the people she supports. And two of the women said, you should be shot and killed. Sanders supporters had signs ripped out of their hands by Clinton supporters. Nina Turner was ejected out of the DNC convention. And only three Sanders supporters were allowed to speak on stage. As one Bernie Sanders delegate said, that it was a Hillary party. And Clinton supporters looked at Sanders supporters with contempt, all because they didn't back Clinton. And they got the nerve, to call for unity. They have the nerve and the gall to call for unity after how Bernie Sanders' people were treated. And this is what Democrats and Republicans do to independents in this country. They treat us like crap in politics, then expect us to vote. They treat independents like crap in this country and then expect people, the same people who have been treated like crap, to vote for a Democrat or a Republican. And then attacked and belittled because they don't back Trump or Hillary. You know, the message I have for you Hillary supporters: you want a Clinton, you deal with her. Bad thing is, this entire country is going to either deal with Hillary or deal with Trump, one way or the other. You Democrats and Republicans screwed up royally during the 2016 election cycle. Who you have chosen for president? Both you Democrats and Republicans have chosen the most shittiest candidates ever to run for president of the United States of America. You Republicans have nominated a racist, a misogynist, sexist pig, a xenophobe, a person who hates all Muslims, and tell his supporters to do a Nazi pledge. You Democrats have coronated a pro-war, pro-Keystone XL pipeline, pro-Trans-Pacific Partnership presidential candidate. You have coronated a pro-war candidate on the Democrat side. You Democrats and Republicans have put to shame this country with who you wanted for president. You have chosen Hillary. She's a career politician. The Clinton family has been in power for the past 41 years. That is not change in the Democrats. That's repeating the same old shit of Bush Clinton, Bush Clinton, Bush Clinton. You Democrats don't want change. You want to repeat the same old status quo bullshit. Plain and simple fact. And you attack anyone who don't like Clinton. We don't have to support Clinton or like her. She is a politician. How about taking your heads out of your asses and start acting like Americans for once in your lives? Instead of attacking and harassing and bullying and belittling fellow voters online because they don't like Clinton or Trump. How about this is the other thing I said, folks, on my Facebook page, that if you Democrat, if you Hillary supporters really believe in or represent democracy, you wouldn't need to disrespect people who don't like her. Plain and simple fact. I don't like Clinton. I don't have to. Why the hell do I have to vote for someone I don't like? Why do I have to vote for someone that doesn't just go against my core values and principles and conscience, but goes against the conscience of millions of people in this country who don't like war, who oppose the Trans-Pacific Partnership, who oppose the Keystone Pipeline, who oppose fracking? All Hillary has done is showing a big FU to every single person who was supporting her in this election cycle by appointing people who are cronies. But instead of admitting that you Hillary supporters are not happy with her, you go after independents. You don't go after Clinton for appointing someone like Tim Kaine, who is pro-fracking, pro-Trans-Pacific Partnership, and in fact, voted in favor of the TPP fast track when he was senator in June of 2015. Or don't go after Clinton after she appoints Ken. Fracking doesn't harm the environment, Salazar. Another one for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. But you don't see Clinton supporters going after Clinton over this. They're silent. Just like Debbie Wasserman Schultz was silent over the election fraud. And also, these are the same people who claim that there was no election fraud. That they keep denying the election fraud because the election fraud favored Clinton. They don't want to admit that the entire Democrat Party purposely protected criminals and cheaters, protected people from sending emails attacking Bernie Sanders over being Jewish, and attacking him over his religious views and claiming he's an atheist. That they did everything in their power to make sure that Sanders didn't get the nomination. Or they ignore the fact that Clinton promoted Debbie Wasserman Schultz to her campaign. And then there are pictures of Clinton with Debbie Wasserman Schultz in Florida. That doesn't show from the Democrat Party that they're sorry. When the person they coronated is with Debbie Wasserman Schultz. That's not going to get people to back Clinton by supporting a person that helped Clinton cheat. And it shouldn't have had to take leaked emails to get Debbie Wasserman Schultz replaced. For years, Debbie Wasserman Schultz has been very biased, which violated Democrat National Committee rules that the political party platform, where it says in the clause and the articles of the DNC committee that the chairperson is not supposed to be biased for one presidential candidate over another. But Debbie Wasserman Schultz was very, very obvious that she was biased on Clinton's side. Or demanded that MSNBC fire the woman for saying how biased Wasserman Schultz was. And it had to take a leaked email upon leaked emails to get Debbie Wasserman Schultz replaced. Because you have the entire Democrat Party, just like the entire Republican Party, has turned to shit. But what do Clinton supporters expect of me and millions of people in this country? That we have to back her. Or else be called Trump supporters. Yeah. As I said, independents are treated like crap in this country. The only time Democrats and Republicans kiss the ass of independent voters in this country is every 4 years around the election time, just like now. And then after the election is over, after the president is, sworn into office, independent voters are sent to the pack of wolves. We are sent to the slaughter the moment that Democrat or Republican is sworn in. We're not listened to by the Democrat and Republican parties, but we gotta vote for Clinton. We gotta vote for Trump, but we're not listened to. We get ignored by Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Rince Priebus. But hey, you gotta vote for Clinton. You gotta vote for Trump. You gotta vote for them, even if you're ignored. Even if you're attacked by Clinton supporters, you gotta support Clinton. The truth is, Clinton supporters and Trump supporters are not confident either or are going to become president. But you know the thing is? It's Clinton supporters doing the attacking on mine the most. These are people who call themselves Democrat. These are people who claim that the Democrat Party is about party of the people and a political party that's for democracy. Really? Is that what the Democrat National Committee and the Democrat Party stand for? Is hiring people to attack people and bully people and harass and belittle people online because they don't back Clinton? Is that the new platform of the Democrat Party? Paying people off with a $1 million super PAC to attack anyone who don't like Clinton? Or accuse them of being for Trump because they don't back Clinton? I don't like Clinton for legitimate reasons. I don't like Trump, legitimate reasons. I don't have to support either. And attacking me over my vote is not going to make me support Clinton or Trump. But hey, the hardliners in this country don't get it. They attack anyone who goes against the status quo, and they're okay with Shillery being pro-war, pro-trade agreements like Trans-Pacific Partnership. They're okay with her advocating bombing Iran. They're okay with her advocating regime change in Syria and no-fly zones, just like in Iraq. They had no problem Clinton voting for the invasion of Iraq. They were silent about all that. They were just blaming Republicans. Yes, George W. Bush and Cheney got us into Iraq, but without congressional approval by the Democrats and Republicans in 2002, Bush and Cheney wouldn't have been able to send our troops there to begin with. If it wasn't for Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer and many Republicans and many Democrats voting in favor of the invasion of Iraq, we wouldn't have been able to invade. Without congressional approval. And Bush got more than enough Democrats and Republicans to vote in favor of the invasion. Clinton herself claimed that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction on the Senate floor. Just like George W. Bush did. But the Shillery bots will make excuses like, hey, Hillary was lied to. Oh, if I knew what Hillary knew then, I would have voted for the war too. That's what we got in this country. Ignorant Americans. Who think going to war is okay. Who think bombing a country that did nothing to ours is a-okay. Because Hillary Clinton voted for it. When more than 2 million innocent civilians were slaughtered. More than 3 million people were displaced from their homes from that country. But hey, it's okay to bomb a country that was no threat to us. Because hey, Hillary Clinton and Chuck Schumer voted for it. Hey, George Bush sent us into Iraq. It's okay as long as a Republican does it. That's what you hear from the Democrats and Republicans, that war is okay as long as their political party supports it. Democrats make excuses for Obama when he's bombing other countries, and Republicans make excuses for Bush when he was bombing other countries. That's the thing about partisan voters in this country. They change their war stance based on who becomes president. Gotta remember something. Republicans, not all, but many Republicans supported the invasion of Iraq under George Bush. They supported the same drone strike program that killed innocent people. Now come Barack Obama. He continued the failed foreign policy of the Bush Doctrine. Obama has bombed 7 countries, 4 more countries than George W. Bush did. And you have Democrats out here in the United States that make excuses for it, like, we're fighting the war on terror. We're fighting ISIS. We're fighting ISIL. We're fighting the Taliban. We're fighting Al-Qaeda. That many Democrats changed their stance on war the moment Barack Hussein Obama was sworn in January 20th of 2009. See, the thing is, hardline Democrats only oppose war when Republicans go to war. Hardline Republicans only oppose war only when Democrats go to war. But when it comes to a politician on their side of the aisle, hardline Democrats blindly support war. All the nations that Obama has bombed, the hardline Democrats supported it, and still do. The hardline Republicans supported Bush when the invasion of Iraq occurred. That is how both sides are. They changed their war stance based on who becomes president, and based on which political party leads Congress. Trade agreements, public education, Head Start, food stamps, veterans benefits, Medicaid, Medicare, Social Security. Whenever Democrats vote to cut food stamps with the Republican Party, the hardline Democrats say, you have to accept a compromise. When food stamps was cut by $48.5 billion over a 10-year span, the Democrats made excuses for the Republicans and said to me, Mike, you gotta accept a compromise. That is what I was told. You have to accept a compromise. The thing about hardline Democrats and hardline Republicans in this country, they are hypocrites with a giant capital H. They change their stance on war based on who becomes president. They change their stance on trade agreements based on who becomes president. They change their stance on the poor, people with disabilities, veterans, elderly, children, based on who becomes president of the United States of America, or based on which political party leads Congress. Hardline Democrats have supported war for the past 8 years under President Obama, and hardline Republicans supported war under Bush. And the only time hardliners oppose war is when the other side does it. We're still in Iraq now. We're still in Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen, Pakistan, Somalia. 4 more countries bombed than George W. Bush did. See, that's what makes me progressive and liberal. I don't change my stance on war based on who becomes president and vice president. I don't care what political party they belong to. War is wrong. More so when that nation has no threat to the American homeland. Iraq was never a threat. Afghanistan was never a threat. Yemen was never a threat. Pakistan was never a threat. Somalia was never a threat. Libya was never a threat. And Syria was never a threat. But which countries has the United States bombed to kingdom come with Russia, France, Britain, and the rest of these countries? None of these nations ever attacked China, or Russia, or France, or the United States, or Israel. But which countries are being bombed here, folks? Which ones? Come on now. Which ones are being bombed, left and right? Independents are attacked over their views. Being anti-war, being for clean energy, being for single-payer health care. Many hardline Democrats and Republicans are not for single-payer health care because Clinton and Trump are not. Many hardline, and when I say hardliners, I am talking about people who blindly follow the Democrat and Republican Party off a cliff like a lemming. Who parrot, okay? Who are a mutated version of the combination of a sheep and a parrot. Who repeat the Democratic Party platform and Republican Party platform word for word for word. And don't question the motives of Hillary, or don't question the motives of Trump. And anyone who does question the motives of Trump or Hillary are attacked, are belittled, are harassed, and are bullied. You hardliners have forgotten about what is to be an American. That it is your job to hold government accountable. That is your job to hold politicians' feet to the fire. Not attack your fellow voter because they criticize Hillary. Not attack your fellow voter because they criticize Trump. You forgot what it's to be an American. You forgot what it's to be human. That you have completely forgotten what it's like to be an American in this country. That you have been brainwashed by the DNC and RNC that you must not question a presidential candidate's motives. That you must not question the president's motives or called anti-American. That you must not question any member of Congress or you will be accused of hating your country. And this has been by both hardline Democrat and Republican voters towards me. Not just online. Outside of a chat room, too. Outside of Facebook, too. I have been told in public that I hate my country. Because I criticize the motives of President Obama. That if I hate my country so much, why don't you leave mentality for criticizing Trump and Hillary? And this is done by Clinton and Trump supporters. That is not going to make me even think of choosing Hillary or Trump by attacking me for doing what my job is as a voter. My job as a voter is to hold politicians' feet to the fire as best as possible, including questioning the motives of people who are running for the highest offices of the land of this country. That's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do as a voter. Question the motives of politicians. Question the motives of Hillary Clinton or Jill Stein or Gary Johnson or Donald Trump or Marco Rubio or Ted Cruz or Nancy Pelosi. You'll see in my videos on YouTube. I've been doing this for years. My nickname on YouTube is Impeach Bush 29. It is my job as a human and a voter to hold people accountable the best I can. Not make excuses for them when they vote to put this nation in unnecessary war. When they vote to pass job-killing trade agreements that send American jobs overseas like Trans-Pacific Partnership will do. We as Americans have a damn right to question the motives of Trump and Hillary as much as hell we want to. No matter how much you Hillary and Trump supporters don't like it, tough. But hey, folks, I'm not the only independent voter that feels this way. We are being attacked. We are being bullied. We are being belittled online and you know, in supermarkets, Walmart. We're being all belittled and attacked by Clinton and Trump supporters because we're doing what is right. That they don't like us questioning the status quo. They don't like us questioning Hillary Clinton's motives. They don't like us questioning Donald Trump's motives. That's our job. If you Hillary supporters want to leave back in Nazi Germany, go into a time machine, go back to way before World War II was even happening, and go live under Adolf Hitler. Go travel in a time machine to go live under Adolf Hitler. If you expect people to blindly follow Clinton and Trump, and you have this blind, hypocritical attitude of, if you're not voting Republican, you're voting Democrat. If you're not voting Democrat, you're voting Republican. If you're not voting for Trump, you're voting Hillary. If you're not voting Hillary, you're voting for Trump. Tell me a solution. Name a solution by Trump and Hillary. How are they going to reduce the national debt and deficit? How are they going to protect Social Security? How are they going to protect Medicaid and Medicare and veterans benefits? How are they going to protect Head Start? How are they going to protect public education? How are they going to going to end the wars in the Middle East? No, we're not hearing that from Clinton and Trump supporters. All we're hearing is, if you're not voting for Clinton, you're voting for Trump. If you're not voting for Trump, you're voting for Clinton. They sound just like Hillary and Trump. Hillary supporters and Trump supporters bickering back and forth, whose candidate is the worst, like school children. Just like Trump and Hillary arguing on that, that's what we're going to see in what is... the so-called debates. All we're going to hear is Trump and Hillary yelling back and forth at each other, bickering back and forth at each other like school children. All we're going to hear during the so-called debates is the orange one and the pro-corporate titty sucker yelling at each other and bickering at each other who is the worst candidate without naming one single solitary solution what they are going to do to fix the problems that face Americans on a day-to-day, night-to-night basis. All we're going to hear from Trump and Hillary, you are worst. You are worst. No, you are worst. No, you are bad. No, you are badder. No, you are worse. No, you know, Trump wants to do this. No, Clinton wants to do that. We're not going to hear solutions. All we're going to hear is bickering like little children. That's not encouraging me to choose Hillary or Trump by hearing politicians bicker who is more worse than the other. We have problems in this country that need to be taken care of. But no, you partisans don't listen to independents. One last message before I go for the night. You partisans blame Nader voters 16 years later. Yes, you do. And if whether Clinton or Trump loses, you hardliners will always blame independents because you will never admit. You keep choosing shitty candidate after shitty candidate after shitty candidate. Do I admit that things have improved in the United States under President Obama? Yes, but I don't agree with everything the man has done, and more so war policy. It is the same as George W. Bush when it comes to war policy. You all have a good night. And have a wonderful weekend.
And so we've come here today to dramatize a shameful condition. In a sense, we've come to our nation's capital to cash a check. When the architects of our republic wrote the magnificent words of the Constitution and the Declaration of Independence. They were signing a promissory note to which every American was to fall heir. This note was a promise that all men would be guaranteed the unalienable rights of life, liberty,